hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. We spent a lot of time going over the top 10 dive sites of the U.S. and Caribbean in Hour 1. Feel free to chime in with your thoughts at 888-88-SCUBA to comment or critique the list that I came up with, which is, by the way, it's on my dive blog there at scubaradio.com. You can find the list right there as well. Coming up this hour, we got a couple cool things happening. There's rumors that Big Wave Dave is in Florida and diving. So we're going to check in with him and find out where the Be a Diver pool is going to be a little bit later on. And this isn't really necessarily one of the things to bring up on a positive note, but being that it is a holiday weekend, Easter weekend, that usually means there is a 50-50 chance that we get an appearance by or a visit, unwanted visit, by Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. Last year he dressed up as a bunny for the holiday, even though, you know, I mean, he's spreading.
I think that was Arbor Day he dressed up as a bunny.
It could be. I mean, he is Drunken Santa. It's hard for him to keep the holidays straight. It's amazing that he even gets the holidays, period. But he does have a tendency to mix them up at times.
Yeah.
And because the economy, the way it is, you know, Christmas just not doing it for him. So he's had to, you know, work more during the year to supplement his alcohol, budget.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, that could happen, and I warn you in advance, and I apologize in advance. But before we get to those, let's talk to Marty. Marty is a guy that I talked to a few weeks ago before heading up north to Beneath the Sea for the big dive show in New Jersey, that sent me an email about a new product that he had. It's called the Dive Flag Plus, and Marty's on Scuba Radio right now. Marty, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great indeed. Now, the Dive Flag Plus is a, I think you had sent me an email, and I saw this, and I was like, wow, this is a great idea. As a matter of fact, I brought one into the studio here for Jimmy the Bubble Boy. And,
oh, cool.
And build a kind of touch and feel and grope accordingly.
It's very light.
It's very light. Yeah. And basically, I'll let you take it, Marty. How would you describe your Dive Flag Plus?
Well, the Dive Flag Plus is the solution to a lot of the divers' problems they've had for years. I took my first dive in 1982.
Yeah.
And years after that, diving with friends, the dive flag we always had to have was consisted of basically an inflatable balloon,
right,
a ski rope, and a rock. Well,
yeah.
That gets annoying, having to unknot a ski rope half of the time.
Right.
And your balloon ends up getting a hole in. So I said, you know, there's got to be an easier way. There's got to be something easier than this. And then I started working on this design. And holding off for 6 years, that's all I've done, worked on this, and come up with the idea. Let's make something compact that has everything in it that a diver needs to, whenever he goes diving, all you got to do is pull a flag out, put it in,
yeah,
and unspool a rope that's included, hook on to a weight of some sort, let it go, and then go dive.
Right.
When he's finished, all you got to do is reel it up, put his flag, hold his flag up, store it away, and take off and go to the next dive site. It's a portable diving flag.
Yeah.
A marker or whatever you want to call it. So.
Right, right.
That's
yeah.
where the idea came from, and everybody loves it.
I had just seen the pictures of it, and you know, and what you had online. And by the way, I think you have the website now, dieflagplus.com. You can go there and check it out, I believe, right?
That's correct.
So go there and take a look at this thing. And like I said, I'd seen it, and you know, it is. It's kind of like he's recreated the wheel as far as the dive industry is concerned, if you ask me, because dive flags are kind of a pain in the butt, like you said. They're kind of crude. Just a float ball or in floating, you know, these things, you know, they get holes in them, that kind of thing. They're bulky. They don't wind up. They don't pack up in your dive kit very easily. This thing packs up in a nice square kit, and you can put it in your car or whatever.
12-inch square.
12-inch square.
Yeah, carry handle. It's packaged all in one small compact block, basically.
Yeah.
And it goes where you go, and you don't have to worry about rope laying around. You don't have to worry about a flag stick being broke. You don't have to worry about inflating a balloon or a ball or whatever that's out there. And it's all small and compact. And in this season, you don't have to worry about, well, I've got this piece here. Where am I going to put this stuff?
Right.
And it ends up being lost. So,
whoa. Yes. Yeah, you know, smaller, lighter, stronger, better, that kind of thing. You know, it's just one of those products that caught my eye. And like I said, it was right before the Beneath the Sea dive show. And so I told, I said, Marty, send me a few of these. I'll show them to the folks up in the Northeast when we're out there doing our thing and get some feedback from some folks. And I got to say, the feedback was very positive, just like what I saw online when you know, even before I'd seen the product. You know, in person, when I got them and I showed them to everybody, the reaction was like, wow, why didn't I think of that? You know, and it is. It's compact. It's easy.
It's one of the things you don't think about most of the time.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, nobody thinks about this. And I thought about it because I got so frustrated the way today's dive flags are. I got so frustrated with all these separate pieces laying around everywhere. So I think, let's make something that's got everything in it, a little compact. Portable like a briefcase or something, and you can just take it all out, put it back together, and boom, you're out of there.
Yeah, you know, and I got to tell you,
the light came on. I started working on it.
Right, and I have one of these inflatable dive flags in my office, and it's kind of annoying because you know it's blown up.
Oh,
I didn't deflate the thing. I have it sitting there in my office. It looks totally stupid. My wife hates me. You know, this thing could pack up in your...
You know, you're just saying unrelated things at this point.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But you know, this thing, I mean, you could pack it in your closet, whatever. You put it in your dive bag, even, if you wanted.
Yeah,
it fit
sure.
in there nicely. And,
sure.
And,
yeah.
And you know, this thing is, you know, there's more to it than meets the eye, too. It just looks like, I mean, you'd look at this stuff and see it floats horizontally, Bill, and you'd think, like, okay, what is this, just kind of, some kind of foam float? But it's... You were telling me before, Marty, this is actually some space-age polymer super foam or something. What is this?
This is Rick. This is not styrofoam. This is a special engineered foam. Mm-hmm. The military uses this foam, and it's not sinkable. In other words, you cannot sink this foam, this dive flag. You can submerge it with so much force, but yet. It'll pop right back up. It'll continuously just pop back up. You cannot submerge, sink there. So the material is a very good material. It's very sturdy, like a typical foam you see everywhere. It chips away and breaks off. This does not do that.
So it's the last dive flag you'll ever need. Dieflagplus.com.
Right.
You know, and it has
a
real...
new generation of dive markers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you have to have one of these. It's the law, by the way, if you're diving off the coast of the U.S. And you should have one whether you're diving anywhere, really, because that just makes you safer.
Yeah.
You got to dive with one of these.
Well, up here where I'm from, if you don't have them, you get one very hefty little fine.
Well, exactly.
They're very strict.
I think that's pretty universal here in the U.S., for sure. But from around the world, for that matter, you ought to have one of these things. But But, you know, it's, well, I mean, the real... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think the great thing about this dye flag is, compared to what's out there now that is so simple and easy to use, and do is, divers can, you can use it for many applications. I've got a lot of guys that use this dye flag plus for spearfishing. I do a lot of spearfishing myself. And what I'll do, I'll just hook these swivel hook onto my BCD ring, and then I'll just pull everywhere I go. Now, a lot of guys have these spool reels they use underwater for cavern diving and so forth. A great way you can use those spool reels is hook onto the bottom of that dive flag onto the actual line swivel hooks onto. Hook your spool reel line onto that.
And you'll never lose your catch. You get multiple uses. DiveFlagPlus.com. Check it out. I think you'll like it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Yeah, I think she is kicking it with Jimmy Buffett and Tampa this evening. That's where the Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers are playing?
Yeah, they're playing that that kind of outside-ish place. It used to be the Ford Amphitheater, and then it was the 1-800-ASK-GARY Amphitheater, and now it's something less obnoxious amphitheater.
Okay. They need to work on the name. The less obnoxious amphitheater just doesn't really have a ring to it, like I would think.
I understand.
All right, so we've been talking about a lot of stuff, the DiveHag Plus. I think that's a great product. What do you think, Bill? You'd dive with that flag, wouldn't you?
I would dive with that flag.
That's pretty sweet.
And I would do a drift dive. I think that would be a great flag for a drift dive.
That would be, yeah.
Well, I mean, drift dive, any dive. Well, you got to have a dive flag, might as well have that one. Well,
absolutely, but a lot of the flags which they have on the boats I've been on for drift dives, mm-hmm. I think are inadequate for the task. They're light, they're little, because they're meant to be kind of not a hassle, and I think that they're far less than they need to be. This is a substantial flag. Boaters are definitely going to see that flag. Whether or not they do the right thing is another thing altogether, but they're definitely going to see that flag.
True. I would agree with you on that. DiveFlagPlus.com. Check it out. We've also been talking about top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. And I believe Crockett has a suggestion, comment, or critique to share with me right now. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett, what say you? What do you think?
I agree with several of those locations, the Roatan, Bonaire, Cozumel, all those. But down in the city of Mexico, what about Costa Rica on the Caribbean side? I've been there. It's some pretty great diving, plus there's lots of land-based stuff to do there.
Well, you know, I thought about that. I did. I have not been there myself. I will say that. But I started thinking, well, Costa Rica... I think I would probably have to put that in the Pacific side. Even though the Caribbean side, like you said, they got diving there, wouldn't the diving on the Pacific, is it? Would you maybe rank that a little higher than the Caribbean, maybe, for what they have to offer right there?
Yeah, they've got a lot of big critters and stuff over there on the Pacific side.
Yeah.
And
so I guess that's what I was thinking from the standpoint, like, okay, I don't think I want to put them in the Caribbean list. In this list, that was my thinking, at least.
All right, now I want you to identify one more time. Tell us exactly what this list is. Tell me the title of this list.
The top 10 dive sites for the U.S. and Caribbean.
Not my favorite.
No,
but the top 10.
Yeah, they asked me to put together a list for their publication, which will remain to be named until this is. Released. Actually, they're probably mad at me for talking about it today. But hey, what the hell? It's my show. I can do what the hell I want. Right, Bill?
Right, right. And I'm telling you right now, the people at Penthouse Forum Letters can have absolutely nothing to say.
It's not them. It's
never thought it would happen to me.
No, it's what's his name? Who sends his magazine to all the congressmen?
What's wrong with your hose? Can I blow on it?
Shh. No, it's the hustler guy. Okay, be quiet. Anyway, so that was my thing. But I think that's a valid point, Crockett. Any other suggestions, or was that just the main one you were thinking, that Costa Rica should have been represented on that list in some capacity? What do you think?
Yeah, that's basically what I was thinking. I was like, what happened to Costa Rica, even though everybody thinks of the Pacific side first, probably, like you said?
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad I converted you and that you didn't hammer me too bad. Appreciate that. That's always good. You know, I really thought I was going to get more hammering.
What about Belize, Greg? What about Belize?
But, you know, Belize was in consideration as well.
You got to Belize. You got to Belize.
And that's why I didn't put it in. Because I knew.
Bill would sing.
Yeah, Bill would sing it. And
sorry about that, Bill.
That wouldn't go over well. So Belize didn't make the list, because in that area. I kind of looked at Cozumel, I looked at Roatan, that are in the same, general vicinity. But Belize, definitely.
I can't believe you didn't choose any quarries in your top 10.
You know, yeah.
None of the Great Lakes made your top 10.
You know, why?
Those lakes
are not just
good, they are great.
Well, here's the thing. I put this stipulation on it that I wasn't going to do freshwater stuff.
What about the Bering Strait?
Because you if I would have done freshwater dive sites, you got Bonterre Mines in the Midwest. You got Ginny Springs. You know, you got all these different cave systems and things and quarries like Hague Quarry up near Chicago or Dutch Springs up there where I was at Beneath the Sea in Pennsylvania. You know, those areas, I did not include those. Because I was like, this is going to be tough enough finding, coastal U.S. dive sites or areas that I think people would want to go. The other one for the U.S. that I was trying to figure out if I wanted to put it in was the flower gardens off the coast of Texas.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
And that was another one that, that was really tough to do. But when you're doing I went by what they came at me with was, could you create a list for the U.S. and Caribbean. I'm like, why? Come on, really? But that's what they wanted, so that's what I put together. But yeah, if it was up to me, I think I would have separated them all. But as you see, even when you do this, even if we would have just stuck to the Caribbean, Bill, then you said, okay, they're the Bahamas. Then you could do a top 10 of the Bahamas. Then you could do a top, 10 of each island of the Bahamas.
I think you've done a fine job, and I think that Al Jazeera actually has made a perfect choice in choosing you to make their top 10 list.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, what did I tell you about sharing that type of information, mister? Golly.
But let's be honest. If I thought it was Al Jazeera, I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah. Well.
Because they would have killed us all.
That's Al-Qaeda, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get those two confused.
We're diving the Suez Canal and then on to Yemen and the Gulf of Oman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. If you have any more comments, you can feel free to email us through scubaradio.com. info@scubaradio.com, or just go to the captain's blog. It's right there on my blog, Greg the Dive Master, and you can comment and abuse me as you see fit. All right, so coming up, we have our buddy Big Wave Dave. He's in Florida this weekend doing some diving. We're going to try to connect with him. And then, as I said, And I'm going to warn you because I have gotten a text here that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa does indeed want to come on the
Whose
air today.
Whose phone did he steal to text you?
Oh, wait, let me check. Oh, my God.
My
phone's missing.
Is that where it came from?
It has to be someone you know.
I could tell it was him because it's like, there's all these missing characters and stuff. I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, it did come from your account there, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, yep.
He stole your phone?
He got me.
All right, well, I don't know what he's up to or what he's doing. Last year he was in a bunny suit out on I-4 flagging down motorists.
Bubble Boy just thought he really needed the $20.
Yeah, that sugar plum fairy.
He didn't think he'd lose his phone in the deal.
See if we can keep from having an international incident happen here next. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so, a lot of stuff has been going on here lately behind the scenes. I mentioned last week about the big expansion on the radio network. America's Talk Radio Network starts carrying Scuba Radio and our other two shows, Just Plain Radio and World of Boating, May 1st. What does this mean? Well, it means that we're about to expand big time on radio stations across the U.S. and beyond. I mean, it's a big, big deal. I'm very happy about it. There's a big press release on the website there at scubaradio.com. Check it out if you're interested. But it is a very exciting time for us here at the show. After doing the show for 17 years and have something like this happen, it's pretty damn cool. And as part of that, we are doing a big expansion of the Scuba Radio website as well. And we'll make it much easier for you to go and listen to the show and share Scuba Radio with your friends and dive buddies online. So do check it out. It's kind of we're working through all these things right now. But as always, when you do things like this, it's kind of a work in progress. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good on a lot of levels. It'll be easier for you to listen to the show online and check it out at your convenience. And like I said, share it with your friends and buddies. And but we're talking about new outlets like, you know, there's Pandora, there's iHeartRadio, and all these things online where you can actually access the show through kind of already. But we're streamlining the process a little bit to make it even less confusing, hopefully, for everybody. So make sure you keep checking back scubaradio.com for that. Now, also, coming up, is it true? Is this going to happen, Bill? Did we, I don't know. Do we know if we're going to have Drunken Santa? Because he texted me again. But,
I got my money on no.
You got your money on no? It's not really up to us, is it? Or, I mean, if he calls, we got to take the call. I don't know really how
we have a contract.
I think we do with a new network.
Oh, is it the Americans with Disabilities Act?
It could be. I think that's the one. There's some law that if we don't bring them on, we will definitely be fined. And God knows we don't want that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, hey, hey. Who wants to have some fun?
Gonna get down, gonna get on down. Gonna get down, gonna get down. Gonna get down, gonna get on down. Gonna get down, gonna get down. Gonna get down, gonna get on down. Get down, gonna get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so one of the things I forgot to talk about earlier in the show, Bill, was what some of the things that happened at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. You know, we did two shows there.
Right.
We did
the show. It seemed like there was a lot of stuff that did happen.
There was
a lot. There were a lot of things that happened that you couldn't talk about.
Well, I guess I can talk about some of that now.
Okay.
Most of it, well, we'll leave off the air. But it was our 17-year anniversary show.
Yes, so and we're almost legal.
Almost legal. But and we
close enough for government work, really.
We gave away the trip to Fred, and
yes.
He won the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We also had a lot of other stuff to give away. Gave away some of those Dive Flag Pluses that we were talking about with Marty and his crew.
That must have freed up some space in your luggage.
Yes, exactly. But I also had my little reader arrest.
Yes,
product.
Reader rest.
Reader rest.
Yeah, not reader arrest.
Yeah.
You're arrested?
That's what happens.
Reader
you
rest.
Keep your Kindle on when you take off on the airplane.
Yeah, this is a product that was, it made its debut or made a big wave on Shark Tank.
Right.
And we had the guy Rick Hopper on a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And he created some of these reader rest things. They're magnets, super magnets. With a that you can hang
I'm
on your
using
shirt
one right now.
Yeah, yeah, and you can put your glasses, pen, whatever on them. Now they're
I'm
up
using
there
one right now.
They're on scubaradio.com right now as I speak. If you click on the shop tab, you can find these things and see exactly what we're talking about. And what I found out, you know, I brought those up to Jersey for the first time to the dive community, and I said, "Hey, look, we got some of these to hand out or give away or sell or whatever." And
you know what? You are the greatest salesperson ever.
Well,
to hand out, give away, or sell, I'm going to give them away for free. But if you want to pay me, feel free.
Well, that's true.
Donations are always welcome.
You know, hey, I'm kind of easy that way. I just wanted to see what people how they react to it, and when they see them, they have no idea what the hell it is. You know, because it's one of these products like a chamois. That you have to show people what it does.
It's a super absorbent towel. We can move on from the chamois story.
Well,
this
no,
is not a super absorbent towel.
Well, yeah, but if you saw that, you wouldn't necessarily think it's a suit. If you just saw it sitting there, you wouldn't know what it was. It looks like a towel. Okay, what's so special about a towel?
Sham, wow, you're going to love my nuts.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, these reader rest. What I found when they were sitting out on the when they were sitting on the table, the ones we had, he actually put a Scuba Radio logo on them.
Right.
So you can flip them around and use them as a pen, like a Scuba Radio pen.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, I use them that way to hold pens.
Right.
Because need to have because when you do it the way that you have it now, that's it doesn't make it so that the glasses are always hanging down.
Yeah.
When you have the
close.
Logo out. When you turn it the other way, the way it's designed to be worn with glasses, it makes it so the glasses are always hanging down, so they can't fall off.
Yeah.
When the logo's out, they're always parallel with your chest. But with a pen, you want it to be that way.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Why can't you wear your glasses that way?
Because they if you were to lean over, they'll fall off because they're not hooked in the way they are when it's a really narrow. The glasses will actually. When you lean over, the glasses will hang down. Yeah, but now when you have the logo out and you lean over.
Well, no, what you do is you use two of them.
You use two of them.
You do.
You get 7 or 8 or 9 or 15.
No, you do. Yeah, I mean, because
they stop your pacemaker altogether.
They sell them in pairs.
No, Greg says three because it's going to be just plain radio, world boating, and scuba radio.
Exactly.
And actually, you should put the plane one and make sure that they actually form a plane.
Oh, you could do that.
Because 3 points define a plane. That's math humor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
One guy in Princeton laughed.
I think there was an entire episode on Big Bang Theory just explaining that whole process. However, you know,
it took an entire episode
is,
to explain 3 points to find a plane. I think I just did it in a sentence. Go on.
Well, good point. So we had the thing is, though, everybody saw these sitting on the table at the Scuba Radio booth. And they didn't really know what they were other than they thought they were pens. And then when I explained to them, hey, you can hold your glasses with this. You can hold your pen or whatever. And they like, oh, my God, I want one. But when they were just sitting there, you know, unless I explained to people what these things were, they had no idea. They just thought they were a little tchotchke pen and grabbed them.
The same thing happens every time I mention that I do scuba radio on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Till I explain them what the hell that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I needed you there. You could have been there to be my...
Your giveaway wingman.
Right. So, I mean...
I'm so sad, Bill.
Why is that, Greg? I'm so sad because no one wants to take any of these things that I've got piled up on the table.
Right.
For free. Oh, I'll help you, Greg. I'll be your wingman.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else, Greg? These would be great for when you wear, like, headphones and your iPod, and it would hold the corded one. You
can absolutely, run absolutely would. That's what they're for.
But you need 15 awesome. Of them for that.
No.
Just three.
Two tops. And you can go to readerrest.com, and they got all kinds of styles there. But the scuba radio ones, so the World of Boating ones, the Just Plain Radio ones, are right now available at scubaradio.com. Click the shop tab. And you can order them right there. But once again, the problem is there's nothing there to say what it does or how it works. So I need to create a video. We need to do like a little iPhone video and explain how it works.
You know what we need to do? We need to get a mermaid there and a bikini and show them how it works.
Good point, because you could put this on your bikini.
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't need to have a lot of material to make this work. A pin doesn't work on really thin or small amounts of material,
yes,
because it's not rigid enough
right.
to hold it. But with the magnet, it almost doesn't matter what's in between the pieces of the magnet. It's just something to keep the magnet separate. That's all it does. That's its only function. So it can be done on an amazingly small piece of material.
Okay, so we need to create this video, but first we need to get one of our mermaids in here to...
I've already drawn up the storyboards.
Oh, boy.
Look what she's wearing.
What she's not wearing.
Yeah.
Is that a pasty?
No. It was cold in the room when I drew this.
That's impressive. But, that's what we need to do. But the only thing, we could do it right now while we're on the air, but we don't have a mermaid with us. I mean, I could have you do it, Bill, and kind of, you could.
I'm ready for my close-up.
What was I thinking? What?
Mr. Dive Master.
Really? No, that won't work.
It's cold in this room, too.
Is that a belly ring, Bill? No.
I'm just happy to see you.
Wow. 17 years and it's come to this. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? But anyway, we'll get that done. Maybe that'll be a project for next week. Maybe we can get Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, to come in and do this, or one of our other mermaids.
Yeah.
To come in and just do it on the studio. We'll go through the whole process on the radio. You can direct. I can film with my GoPro system.
There we go.
And we'll get the video posted up on the new Scuba Radio website.
I'll wrangle up some new mermaids.
Bill, Bubble Boy will be the wrangler.
Bubble Boy, if you've got any relatives that would be hot in a bathing suit.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm. Interesting.
And friends. Friends, yeah. Relatives,
that's
countrymen.
That's a little
employees.
Disturbing.
Employees. Let's make it employees.
Employees.
That will not be in any way uncomfortable.
Never. So, I don't know. We could do that. That
yes,
could be a fun
Mr. Bubble
project.
Boy, I would like to keep my job, please.
Mm-hmm.
We'll need to talk to Toby in HR.
All right. Well, we can work on that. And then, the Long Beach show is going to be here before we know it. That's first week of June. Between now and then, I have a few little runs down to South Florida that I'm planning in the Keys, and maybe the Bahamas. I may head over to Deepwater Key. The Bahamas was the number four location on my list, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah, these 700 islands, the 1,200 dive sites, are your number four.
Yeah.
Greg, will this be your first trip in the Red Rocket, the road trip?
No. Oh.
No. Because you can't actually drive. Well, I suppose you could. You go down and take the fast ferry. Do they take cars in the fast ferry? Probably
let's
not,
leave,
huh?
Let's leave Richard Simmons.
What's his name?
Richard Simmons. Oh, Greg!
Yeah, well, actually, that's Deepwater Key. There's not a ferry to go over there. That's Freeport. You can fly into Freeport. Well, actually,
no,
I don't
it's
know.
Bimini, isn't it? The ferry's Bimini, right?
Yeah, the ferry's Bimini. But actually, maybe it does. I think they do got a ferry that goes over to Freeport, too.
Oh,
but
cool.
I'm going to fly a plane. I'm learning to fly, baby.
Flight
That's
19,
how I'm going
here
next time. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving?
Greg the Dive Master is all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We may have dodged a bullet. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
I did the Find My Phone app, Greg, and I've located him. I believe he's in the county jail.
Ah, that explains it. You know, we need to count our blessings on this holiday weekend. So maybe we won't have to deal with that after all.
Big thanks to our men and women in law enforcement.
Yes.
Support the troops.
Exactly, as we always do. So, all right, so we got that. I bet we'll have to deal with the fallout next week, though, I have a feeling. Once he gets out, he'll be on a roll. So maybe next week we'll have to
Well, you know what my happened. Biggest fear is with him?
Yeah? There's only one?
Yeah, this is my one
well,
great fear. Yeah, this is my one great fear.
Mm-hmm.
He will find Jesus in prison, become a changed man, and come in and tell us about it.
Oh.
That's my fear.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think you can even find the bathroom in the one cell room.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah. Well, that's true. All right. Well, we will see. Now, a couple other things, you know, that I would like to share, whether you like it or not, especially as this is for Bill, because he's already heard this.
Uh-oh.
Already heard me raving. but as Bill can plainly see, as well as Bubble Boy, I am sporting some new, rather stylish glasses today.
You certainly are, Grandpa.
I didn't want to say anything.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
You know, it is the new style, much like the kids with their jeans that they wear super loose so that they hang down around their thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing glasses with no frames at the very end of your nose is very, very 1890s.
It's very Kris Kringle-ish.
Kris Kringle-ish, you know, Benjamin Franklin-like.
I got my new glasses. I look like the warden from Shawshank Redemption.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, actually, I was thinking more about Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, yeah.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, I've kind of been on a health kick the last few weeks, believe it or not, because...
Of your glasses?
No, well, it evolved
cool
into that.
Luke.
Unless he's wearing the Margaritaville t-shirt.
Because...
It has something to do with his diet.
Remember before I left for New Jersey?
Yes.
I had a little issue with some skin cancer, as usual.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I had a place on my back, as well as two other places
oh,
I had
wow.
to have cut off. And it was no big deal. Just this basal cell nonsense. I've done it a billion times before.
Actually,
and wear
I like
your sunscreen. Wear your Reef
better.
Safe, which, by the way, I saved God knows how many people up in New Jersey and actually in Lakeland, too, because the folks at Reef Safe gave us a lot of samples to give away, and the Reef Safe sunscreen, 30 SPF samples went like hotcakes.
And that's really good stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I know they're a sponsor, and they give us stuff to give away, but not only does it do what you expect sunscreen to do, which is to stay on and not wash off and provide you with additional protection from UVA and UVB, but in addition to that, it doesn't kill the reef.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's good for you. It's good for the reef. A win, win, win. Or, well, at least two wins. So anyway, I gave away a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I had this problem with the surgery this time where, you know, three times getting cut on. And the one on my back got infected. The next thing you know, I got to get on antibiotics. I'm feeling miserable. It knocked me down for a few days. I was pretty irritated. And, you know, they put me on antibiotics, came back. Went up to New Jersey, didn't feel 100%. I thought I was back, but evidently I wasn't because I came back. Then I went straight to Lakeland for an air show. I got sick again, came back and found out that the infection actually had came back. So now I'm finishing up right now my second round of antibiotics and all this stuff. So I've had a lot of downtime to focus on my health. I said, okay, what the hell, might as well get a dentist appointment and get my eyes checked, and so that's what I've done. And that's what led me to getting a new eyeglass prescription for my cheaters, because I knew those computer screens were getting a little more fuzzy. It just happens, you know. And I'm trying to look at my my gauges, and I'm noticing even my prescription mask is starting to give me a little bit of fit. And sure enough, I found out that my right eye is worse than my left eye. And that's the first time that's ever developed, which is actually a sign of pure genius, by the way.
No. Making up facts about your own personal health is a sign of pure genius.
Well, thank you.
Greg, you've always been protected. Whenever we dive, why is this happening to you? You always seem to be, like, well covered. Is this from a long time ago? Is that why you're getting these?
Obamacare. You know, so,
okay.
Had it all covered, and you know, they cover everything now. That's what tell me.
Seriously, the story that he tells when he's not being a wiseacre is that when he was a kid, and I did the same thing when I was a kid. We would go outside, and we would just be brown.
So he used to go figures
brown,
when
brown,
you were
brown,
figure
brown,
skating.
Brown.
You were figure skating, and you weren't wearing a shirt back in the '70s. Just because it's winter doesn't mean you can't get burned.
Okay. Exactly.
Sun technically actually closer in the wintertime, but go on.
That's right.
But anyway, all that stuff with the with the doctor visits and the antibiotics, I went to the dentist, I got a new prescription, and then I realized my eyes were different. So now I'm like, oh, great, now what am I going to do? Well, how much are they going to cost to get some cheaters that have two different prescriptions on them? Oh, that's going to be like man. $1.50. $150?
Holy cow.
I mean, I bought these cheaters for like $3 at, the drugstore or whatever, and I had like
Why don't
I have
you just
like
read with one eye.
Well, that would really be irritating.
Greg the pirate.
Or wear an eye patch.
I wear two completely different prescriptions in my eyes, and my eyes are the same, but I have one for reading and one for seeing distance.
Don't let Bill get
that's
with one eye.
That's not good for flying or depth perception either. So anyway, you do it correctly, get the right prescription, but you cheat by going to Costco, buying two sets, flipping the lenses, and you save a ton of money. I got six pair of cheaters for $80 or less. So there's my little tip of the day to save you some bucks if you find yourself in the same situation as me. And
please
wouldn't?
Don't find yourself in that situation.
Well, okay.
Try not to get old like Greg.
Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.